Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. And today I want to talk to you about an item we have, which is a 94-point checklist that we use whenever we start working with a new attorney client. And the checklist goes over, again, literally 94 different things that we look for when we're redesigning a site or getting it up to snuff so that it will function properly and display properly in Google. Now, you can ask for this checklist if it's not attached. So, for instance, if you're just hearing the audio version of this talk here, you can always email us, rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com, for a copy of the checklist. It's free. If it's coming to you in an email, then you'll see it as an attachment. So, anyway. So, normally you'd think this would be a really boring thing, is to talk about a checklist. But there's actually a really fascinating story behind it. Now, this checklist grew out of a lot of frustrations and mistakes that we made in changing or putting up new attorney websites. I read a book called The Checklist Manifesto. And again, you think this is a really boring topic, but it's actually very fascinating. Checklists are used in all sorts of situations where there's complicated stuff going on. And you think that this would just reduce you to like some boring automaton, but it doesn't. It's a great way to make complex tasks that you can delegate to other people so you don't have to do them, and to get a lot of things done at a pretty high level without having to dig into the details each time. So one thing to tell you is, for running your law firm, you definitely should have a bunch of checklists up and running. One for client intake. What do you say to them? What do you give to them? What forms? What do they need to do? You know, et cetera. All that's very, very important. That'll help you automate your process. And you can have other checklists in your business that'll help you. But anyway, back to this one. So probably about 3 years ago, we started this checklist. And we were putting up attorney websites, and things would go wrong. And I would yell at my programmers, why'd you do this? Why'd you do that? Why is this broken? And eventually, after I read this checklist book, I started making a checklist on how to put up websites. And we said, all right, make sure when you put up the website that you don't lose any of the old pages. And make sure that Google Analytics is hooked up so we could track the results, and make sure that it's coded so it works in a mobile-friendly way, and blah, blah, blah. And we kept working on this thing, and you know, started out with maybe 20 items. And what happened is we were able to put up websites and do them with very few mistakes, which was great. And over time, we'd get different situations, and what I started doing is saying, all right, here's how we fix it, add it to the checklist. And we kept adding and adding and adding. And after about a year or so, we got to the point where we put up a website and we got it up fast. You know, we would get it up within like 7 or 8 days, coded, done, out the door. And we had probably like a 95% success rate. Almost none of the websites had problems. And we've just kept on with this process. And now we've gotten a really valuable, robust thing that we can use in our business. And we've used it hundreds of times. This checklist, again, it has tremendous value. It's not some just piece of junk that you check off and, you know, oh, it's a pain in the ass to do. It really, really helps. And it's become a very valuable asset. And in you reviewing it, you know, some of it may be useful, some of it not. But really the concept here is what I want to get across to you. When you do this for your firm, do it. And at first it may seem like a pain. But as you do it, and as you add to it and change it and make this document get more and more effective, you'll see in your practice you do less things wrong, things get done faster, they can be given to other people so you don't have to touch them, and you can really systematize your business to a very, very high level where you're not doing much of the grunt work and you're getting to do the fun stuff, maybe the client intake, or maybe it's just working on higher dollar cases and the simpler cases. You know, 80-90% of it can be done by a paralegal or can be done by an assistant. You know, you don't have to deal with the filings or whatever it is. So that's what I want to bring up to you. And that's the story of this checklist. So I hope this helps you. And if you need any help in systematizing your law firm or in your SEO or your marketing, give us a call. Number is 888-225-8594. Website is speakeasymarketinginc.com. This is Richard Jacobs. Take it easy.